in chapter 4, verses 2 through 6. So I'd encourage you to be opening that up in your Bibles, find it on your phone, your tablet, whatever the case may be. The passage will also be on the screen here in just a moment. Next week, Stan Reed, who is the president of Austin Graduate School of Theology, which is a great school for education in theology and ministry, just a few miles south in Austin, he will be here preaching for us. So I'd encourage you to come back next week to hear Stan preach. Also invite friends or family to be here. He's an incredible communicator, but he's just an incredible man of faith. And so I'm really excited that Stan's going to be here next week preaching for us. So you can make note of that. Colossians 4, 2 through 6. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should. Be wise in the way that you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. So school is starting. With beginning of... Thought that was a pretty appropriate image. With it being the time where school starts, perhaps you're feeling a range of emotions. Some of you parents, maybe particularly moms, are so excited about this. There may be some of you who are students that are a little bit nervous about this, maybe just plain old upset about the fact that the summer break is coming to an end. For those of you who maybe consider school to be way back as you look in the rearview mirror of life, try to put yourselves back in the shoes of a student. What emotions did you feel at the beginning of another school year or at the close of a summer? But there are some teachers that you can remember that made a great impression on you. What was your favorite subject? What did you get excited about? Mine was PE. But for you, what was it? Do you remember some of your friends? And for many, I think that's why we look forward to school so much, is because it's an opportunity to interact with our friends again, at least on a daily basis. Do you remember some of your friends from school? Perhaps you even stay in touch with them through social media, or at least every few years through a reunion. What we discover is that school plays a very important role in our lives, or education does. Whether we go to public school or private school or homeschooling, school is very important to us. And so I believe it's really important that we reflect on how we live out our faith in Jesus Christ in school, in the education system. And we're here, we're talking about students. We're even talking about kindergartens or preschoolers. We're talking about them. We're also talking about middle schoolers, high schoolers, college students, but not just students, but teachers as well. And I know represented in this group this morning are several teachers or administrators. And also we'll include in this bunch parents as well, because we know the start of a school year affects you parents greatly as well. I would like for us to allow Colossians 4, 2 through 6, that section of scripture that we just read, I would like for it to speak into this time of year, specifically thinking about a school year beginning. So Paul starts off and he says, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. So we think about the society of Colossae. I've already noted as we've gone through this lesson series that in many ways, the Christians there, new Christians, the church was in its infancy at this time, they faced hostility. Many in society were uncomfortable with this new group of people who refer to themselves as Christians or as the way. And it's not much different today, is it? There is still opposition to Christianity, to living out the way. And we think about where our students, our teachers, administrators, who they're going to be interacting with. In many ways, there are great opportunities that come with another school year, opportunities to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but there's also pressure. Therefore, we need to be praying both for the opportunities, that we take advantage of those opportunities, but also that our children and teachers and administrators remain safe and protected from God. Prayer is a gift of God. The Creator of the world allows us to communicate with Him and to live in communion with Him. There's intimacy in the relationship that we experience with God. The word that is used so often in Scripture to talk about our relationship with God is that we know God. And we know that word know is a loaded term, an intimate term. And so prayer is about living in communion with God, closely linked to our Father. As a child refers to the Father as Abba, so that's how we refer to God. He's Abba, Father. But it's not just about petitions and requests that we offer to God. Prayer is about petitions and requests that we offer to God, but it's about more than that. It's about living in close relationship with our Father. And so, as a school year begins, we pray for some specific things, not just teachers, students, and parents, but also the church family. We want you to know that we're praying for you. We are praying that as you walk the hallways of Leander High School or the many elementary schools in this community or the many high schools in this community, we are praying that you will be ambassadors of Jesus. And we are praying that God will protect you in your schools this year. And we are also praying for you teachers that you will make an incredible impact on your students. We pray that for administrators as well. But we're also praying for your teachers, students, that they will have a positive impact in you, that they will teach well, that they will be attentive to their students, that they will teach with passion and dedication as well. So we're praying for all those things. And Paul connects two important words with this devotion to prayer. He says, first of all, to be watchful. I think if we can think of this in the sense of watching out for danger, being on the lookout for what could come and try to destroy you. So you've got that side of things, right? Watching for danger. But I think even more importantly is as we pray for those who are affected with the school year, it's about watching expectantly for what God is going to do, the opportunities that are going to be presented to them in the way that we're praying that you will step out in faith and seize those opportunities to share the gospel with others. And parents, I want to encourage you this morning. So, are you setting a good example for your students? Remember, life, and we need to be reminded of this, I think, as school starts. Life is so much more than whether one gets all A's on their grade card or all B's on their grade card or whatever the case may be. Now, that's important. Don't hear me saying that it's not important that our students excel in their schoolwork. That's not what I'm saying. But remember that your children are looking at your example. They're hearing what you're saying. And so are you encouraging them just as much about their dedication to Jesus as you are their dedication to science and history and math? I've heard it said, and I included it in the bulletin article for today, that our students, they are not simply students who go to church, but they're followers of Jesus who go to school. You see the difference there? Parents, what are you emphasizing? What are you talking about? How are you encouraging your children who are students? And then, as you emphasize those things, be on the lookout. Watch for ways that God is using you and your children in powerful ways for the kingdom. We pray, Lord, give us eyes to see how you're at work and how we can join you in your gospel mission. He says, be thankful. I think in the area of thanksgiving, we very easily become lackadaisical. So I'm going to show an image here, and this is not the image that many of you probably saw this last week. I put the tamer picture of the two. Many of you heard this story. This is of Omran. He lives in the city of Aleppo in Syria, a country that is undergoing civil war at this time and has been for some time now. Omran's his house was hit by an airstrike, and his whole family, thankfully, survived. But this is a little boy. They're thinking perhaps between 3 and 5 years old. It is in an ambulance and is being taken to get the medical care that he needs. And they interviewed a cameraman, the one that took this picture, and he said, so we're shocked by this picture, a little 3 to 5 year old who was dirty and bloody, house being hit by a missile. And he said, we see this every single day in Aleppo. It's become common. See, we need these kind of images. We need these kind of stories to shake us a bit. Keep your eyes out for the ways that God has blessed you and has given you gifts. We become lackadaisical in remembering. Now, that word remember is so incredibly important. Remembering all the ways that God has been working on our behalf day after day. There's a little boy, Omran, that doesn't have a home. He's bloodied and dirty because his house has been hit amidst a civil war. Are our eyes open to the ways that God is working in our life? So Paul says, be devoted to prayer, being watchful and being thankful. And then Paul, he asks this. He said, and pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should. We know what Paul's aim is, sharing the good news of Jesus. I love how he says it in Acts chapter 20, verses 22 through 24, as he's meeting with the elders in the church in Ephesus. Listen to this. Paul speaking to these elders. And now, compelled by the Spirit, I'm going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. I only know that in every city, the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me. When Paul is writing to the church in Colossae, he's in prison. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace. I believe it's necessary for me to read verse 24 again. Allow these words of Paul to be absorbed. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace. To those of you who are going to school, or school has already started, we are praying for God to open doors for you so that you can speak the message of Jesus. then Paul turned his attention toward the Christians. He says, be wise in the way that you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Some versions say, redeem the times. Take hold of them. And so Paul earlier, during prayer, he said, be watchful. And now he says that there are people who are watching you. So be wise in the way that you act. Now that term outsiders, that seems so cold, doesn't it? But one task of Christians is to speak truthfully about a situation or about people. Those that are the outsiders are those who do not yet know Jesus Christ. And so, as we interact with people, whether it's in our schools, in the grocery store, with friends and family in our neighborhoods, we continually have this question in the back of our mind. And having this question in the back of our mind, it shapes how we interact with others. Does this person know Jesus? Does this person know Jesus? And then think about this, based on what Paul has said here. What if our prayer, every single day, we've already got the question in our mind, does this person know Jesus? We've already got that in the back of our mind. Then what if this prayer was said by us at the start of each day? God, help me to make the most of every opportunity for God's purposes. How would that change how you interacted with people? I was meeting with, the other day, John Allendorf. Some of you may have met John. John and his wife, Lynette, they have been visiting our congregation fairly recently. They moved down from the Fort Worth area. John is in the hospital right now. Last week, he had knee surgery. And so I was talking to John about the surgery and about the healing process and all of that kind of stuff that you talk about when you're visiting somebody in the hospital. But then the conversation turned to church and how he's living out his faith. He was kind of sharing some of his faith story with me. I was just really impacted by what he was sharing. But then it went to how things were going right at the moment for him spiritually. He said that in many ways, he is thankful for the opportunities that he's had while he's in the hospital room healing from knee surgery, for the opportunities that he's had to interact with the nurses and specifically to tell them about Jesus Christ. Here's a man who just had knee surgery. His knee has been a problem for him for several months. He's in the hospital. He's saying, God has given me all kinds of opportunities to tell people about Jesus. Talk about redeeming the times. Talk about making the most of every opportunity that you have. He said, kind of a captive audience. They have to come by and see me. You know, why not? And he said, I'm here and I'm going to be here for a while. Why not speak a good word for Jesus for people who need to hear it? What if every day, what if students, what if in the, every day as you start the day, teachers, administrators, parents, what if every day we say, God, help me to make the most of every opportunity for you. So, I'm going to talk about you for a second. But I'm going to do this really carefully, and I don't make a habit of this. You, all of you, you're here for a reason. You have purpose. I believe you have God-given purpose. Jesus Christ died for all of us. We're only here, and this is part of why I wanted us to start off the service by saying it's a gift to worship with you today. We have all received the gift of grace, the gift of mercy, the gift of salvation, the gift of hope from God through Jesus Christ. Don't forget that. Each one of you. Each one of you. So that's me talking about you. Now I want to talk about some people that aren't in this room right now. I want to talk about the people that are not in the empty pews. Okay, if you look around, there's a lot of space. Let's allow the empty space to represent those who don't know Jesus yet. And I don't want us to do that just for today. But every time we come into this room, these are some of your friends sitting right here in the front row. You see them? These are some of your, you know, you don't see them, they're not there, but maybe you do see them. They're some of your friends. They don't know Jesus yet. But our prayer is that you are going to make the most of every opportunity, and who knows what God will do with that. We're over here. Students, these are some of your friends. Right there, worshiping alongside of you, experiencing the same grace that you've experienced from God through Jesus Christ. From space available. We're going to allow that space to represent those who don't know Jesus. And perhaps occasionally, maybe not every Sunday, but from time to time, you look over at some of that empty space and you say, I could see that cashier sitting right there. I could see that family member of mine that doesn't know Jesus. I could see them worshiping with all of their heart, experiencing worshiping the one true God alongside of me. Who knows what God can do through us as we are seeking to make the most of every opportunity for Him. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, thank you for Jesus Christ. I know as we've gone through Colossians, that's one thing I've taken from our study, is that it is all about Jesus Christ. Our hope, our salvation, it comes through Him, and our lives are to be set on Him. Our hearts are to be set on Him. Father, help us to do that. May the Spirit fill us and empower us and embolden us to live for Him. And specifically now, as we start another year of school, I pray for students, I pray for teachers, I pray for administrators, I pray for the parents of students. Father, I pray that they will, as they go through the school year, that they will be devoted to prayer, that they will be watchful and thankful. Father, I pray that they will, just like the Apostle Paul, the same Spirit that was empowering him is empowering us. I pray that they will boldly proclaim the mystery of Christ in all the different contexts that they are in. And Father, I pray that we will make the most of every opportunity. I pray that they will make the most of every opportunity, that they will seize the moments that they have to speak a word, that speak the truth for you, Father, that they, that others will come to know you and serve you and love you. Father, I pray for the empty pews. I pray, Father, that you are putting out on our hearts for people that can come and worship and know you and serve you and love you. Help us, Father, to make the most of every opportunity. We give you thanks for Jesus. It's in His name that we pray. Amen. Rob's going to lead us in another song. If today you are ready to give your life over to Jesus in baptism, man, we would love to witness you do that today. Conquering sin and death through the grace of Jesus. If there's anybody here today that is ready to, desires the prayers of the church family, we would be glad to pray with you and come forward and let us know what's on your heart. Also, we'll have some elders that will be available in the back. You can let them know what's going on, and they would be glad to pray with you as well. So whatever need that you have this morning, you can come forward as we stand and continue to worship our God.